USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the situation along the Ukraine-Russia border continues to escalate, the United States is taking action. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
President Biden is sending U.S. troops to Europe in the wake of Russian posturing at the Ukraine border. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby from the lectern.
An additional force of about approximately 2,000 troops from the United States to Europe in the next few days. The 82nd Airborne Division is deploying components of an infantry brigade combat team and key enablers to Poland, and the 18th Airborne Corps is moving a joint task force capable headquarters to Germany. This force is trained and equipped for a variety of missions to deter aggression and to reassure and to defend our allies.
CNN President Jeff Zucker is stepping down after he didn't disclose an affair with a longtime colleague. USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
A group of pro-mask parents are suing Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin and others in his administration.
A group of parents who have children with disabilities filed a federal lawsuit on Monday challenging Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin's executive order making masks optional in schools. The defendants named in the suit include Youngkin, who took office last month, as well as Virginia's attorney general and the state superintendent of schools. The lawsuit joins two others challenging the executive order that have been filed against Youngkin and other state officials since he signed it on day one of his administration. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Flight cancellations are continuing to add up amid the latest winter storm hitting the United States. The total stands at more than 1,400 cancellations so far. Airports including Chicago O'Hare, St. Louis, Denver, Detroit, and Dallas-Fort Worth International are the trouble spots around the country. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The NFL team known formerly as the Washington Redskins announces in a video their new name.
We are Trailblazers, battle-tested legends, leaders.
In one united community.
Everything we need is in this room.
We are the Commanders.
The team dropping the Redskins name after backlash over the use of the name. There are concerns of growing crime across major U.S. cities compared to last year, particularly in New York City. New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis met with the New York City Mayor Eric Adams, and she tells Fox Business she's satisfied with his approach to crime.
It was refreshing to hear some common sense from him. He wants to restore the bail law in Albany, and I support him 100% to fix that law that's been a complete disaster. He also wants to make sure, and he is, restoring the plainclothes unit, which is going after gangs and illegal guns.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has been criticized for a memo he issued to his staff advising them not to prosecute certain low-level crimes. The 2022 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction nominees are officially being announced. The list includes Dolly Parton, Eminem, Judas Priest, Pat Benatar, Rage Against the Machine, and Lionel Richie. Inductees will be announced in May. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.